Good evening, Rabbosai. Welcome to our Thursday night Mishmar. Tonight's shir is going to be in the halachas of Hilchas Shabbos, and we're going to speak about the malacha of korea, which is ripping or tearing, but we're going to talk about one very, very specific instance or case, and that is ripping string. And we're going to find numerous nafkaminas lehalacha. The title, as you see here, is ripping shoelaces, strings, and dental floss. This shaila comes up halach l'maisa. It could come up every Shabbos or even numerous times on a Shabbos, as we'll see, certain applications that are going to be very noge halach l'maisa. So the shir might be shorter than it typically is, but we're going to get this one point, and that is, what are the halachas of korea regarding strings? So before we get into the halachas of strings and korea, we have to understand the history and the nature of the malacha of Malachas Korea in general. So before we get into the malacha of Korea in general, we have to go even earlier and see where was Korea done in the Mishkan. Now, what makes it funny is that the building of the Mishkan was a constructive series of activities. So why would Korea, which is by definition usually destructive, where would that play a role in the construction or the manufacture of the Mishkan? Does anyone have an idea?
Repair of a hole.
So in the we repair a hole, so that's...
You have to cut it and then
clean.
Okay, so Dr. Bashevkin is mechavin to the Gemara here in source number one. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf, Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, so asks this question, Kriya b'Mishkan mihava, was there ripping in the Mishkan? There was sewing, that's the sister of Korea. It's the sister, the opposite side of the coin, the constructive part of Korea. But where is there Korea? Where is the ripping in the construction, not destruction, but construction of the Mishkan? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Rabbi Zera d'Amri Chavayu. Both Rabbi and Rabbi Zera say, Sheken Yiria, if you had a curtain, right, the curtains that were surrounded the whole Mishkan Chatzer, Shenafel Badarna, if it got a Darna in it. What's a Darna? We'll see in Rashi in a minute. Korin ba, you have to rip it, as Rashi will explain a little bit above, a little bit below, so you can have a proper cut on which to sew it effectively, vitofernosa, and then you will sew it like that. What's a darna? What does it mean that the curtains got a darna in them? Interestingly enough, darna does not mean a hole. Look what Rashi says. Darna means tola'as. Wow. A little worm or moth or something ate at the fabric. You can imagine if the walls of the chatzer of the Mishkan, those sheets, how many years did they last? Well, 40 in the desert, 39 in the desert. But then the Mishkan was brought to Givon, then to Shiloh. When they brought it to Shiloh, did they build it out of wood or they left it as the Mishkan? They did make it out of wood then? It was permanent there.
The ureos are still on top.
The coverings, the ohel.
All that the stone up to the middle was stone, somehow must have the ureos above it.
Is that so? The walls of the chutzner? Could be. Okay, either way, we're talking at least 38 years worth of history. I don't know if any of you have had drapes for 38 years that were out in the open. It's fair to assume that once in a while, a little moth or a little worm ate a little hole. It's round. Now you know the problem with round holes. Round holes you can't sew in a way that will be straight because it's a circle. So what do you have to do? It says Rashi, you have to rip a little bit above the hole, a little bit below the round hole. Because if you have picture in your mind's eye, you have a round hole that you would sew. What's going to happen to the fabric? It's going to be folded or creased. It's going to bunch up, right? Bunch, that's a better word. It's going to bunch up. So if you rip a little bit above it, or a little bit below it, you create some kind of line, you could sew it together and it will hopefully not have that bunching up or the folding, the creasing. And that is the constructive need to tear, but what's the tearing? It's only a tearing so that you could? Almanas litfor. It's korea almanas litfor. What's that?
Cosmetic surgery works that way. I know my own experience, Mohs surgery, and it's often a little circle that you're taking out, but you want to stitch it up. I think they cut it, they do a longer line than just that one hole, even in cosmetic surgery, but I'm not in that area. I just
The person in my screen right above you is in that area. Dr. Pinter, when you stitch up a kid and there's a round hole in his body, do you rip up a little bit more?
So it depends on where it is. Usually skin is flexible. You could actually stretch it a little bit and line it all up. But you would make a regular pipe a little bit longer so that you can actually pack the edges better.
Okay, so you're right.
A round one.
But, so you're right. That does happen sometimes. I hear. Okay, if I could just ask David to silence yourself. David, if you could just mute yourself, David. Okay, great. So what we just found out is since we learned where the Malacha of Korea appears in the Mishkan, we're going to appreciate that when we're going to see the list of Malachas in the Mishnah, the most famous Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos, which is source number 2, which talks about the 39 Malachas, it's going to specify that the Malacha of Korea is only if it will be, indeed, Almanas Litvor. And I want you to appreciate that, because if you look in source number 2, and you look at how the Mishnah articulates the 39 Malachas, you'll notice that each one of the 39 Malachas is one word. Look at source number 2. Kosher, tying knots. Matir, untying knots. Then you have Tofer Shtei Tfiros and Korea Almanas Litvar. All the other things are basically one word. I cut out most of them. Except when you come to Tofer, it's two, you know, a Tofer has to be at least two stitches to be a Malacha. And Korea is also, only if it's Korea Almanas Litvar, is it going to be a Malacha Daraisa. And with that in mind, we're going to really appreciate...
Is Kosev also two?
I'm sorry?
Kosev is also two.
Kosev is also two, as I have there. Kosev Shteosios and Mochek, again, similarly, Mochek is also only Amanas Lichto Shteosios. Mochek also is a similar thing in the Beis HaMikdash, when they had to renumber the planks of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan, because each one had to be situated in the same position every time they reassemble the Mishkan. And they were numbered. If the number had to be scratched off, it was only so that they could rewrite the number again. So it's also Almanas Litvar. Because every...
Why did they have to rewrite the number?
I don't remember when they had to rewrite the number, or if they were readjusting something, they had to erase this so that they could rewrite it. I don't remember why. What you do have is the recognition that the only time that any malacha is going to be a violation of a malacha is if it's constructive, if it's Melechas Machsheves, if it's, how do you say constructive?
There's a positive outcome.
Yeah, there's a word for that.
Improving?
Yeah, no, there's a word in Yeshivish. Misaken, yeah, it has to be misaken on some sort. And therefore you'll appreciate the opposite. Anything that's destructive, any word that's, any malach that's destructive by definition should not be a malacha. Does anyone know the one exception? The one exception, the one malacha, that even though it's a destructive malacha, it is considered a malacha. What? No, one of the 39 malachas. Soser is Amanas Livnos. That's why it has to be Soser Amanas Livnos. Mochek has to be Amanas Lichtov. Tofer, Korea has to be Amanas Litvar. Anyone know the one thing that does not have to be Amanas to improve it? What?
Havara. Isn't Havara?
Havara, no. If it's Havara to destroy, you don't violate an Issa Daraisa. Hotza has to be for some productive. What?
Ish, burning something?
I don't think so. Burning, I have two people, one online and one here. No, I don't. I think Havara also has to be. Maybe that's why Havara levlav yotzas. Chavala. I don't remember if Havara is or not, but Chavala. Chavala, making a black and blue mark or drawing blood. Even though there's no... Right, when you had shecht an animal to get the... Well, there was to... You shechted it, not because you needed to...
Yeah.
I think chaval is the one act that even if you do it, it's destructive. It's still an issa daraisa.
There's a reason why you're doing it. You want to beat the other guy bloody.
You want to beat him bloody. That's not considered constructive. So with that in mind, with what Ellie's saying, let's look at the next source. What happened? We just said that that Korea is only if it's Almanas Litvar. Why? Why do you need the Almanas Litvar quality to Korea? Because that will make it into a productive, positive action. With that in mind, constructive, look at source number 3. What about Korea b'chamaso uve'evlo va'almeso? A person is doing, you know, breaks things. You know, sometimes kids, when they're little, when they're really angry, they, or adults, they break a pencil, or they put their fist through a window, a door. I'm sure some of you have seen the walls that are made out of sheetrock that have a hole in them, usually about 3.5 feet high, right around. You know, I'm sure some of you have seen that, if not done that yourselves. So why does the Gemara Shabbos say that you're chayev? Well, isn't that by definition destructive? How could you be chayev? So that's exactly what. Yeah, that's exactly what the Gemara says in the next line. Amravi Avin, Hainami Misakinu. That's also Misakin. That was the word I was looking for. Tikavin Nachasruach Liyitzro, not Liyotzro, Liyitzro. Also Nachasruach Liyotzro, not that. So if you, Tzafir, you could take a sheet here. So if you get out your anger, you release your anger, or you release your frustration, or by an Avil, when he rises, Rachman Latzon, when they rise Kriya, so that releases a certain pent up emotion. It's a therapeutic, cathartic activity to rip somehow, and therefore it has that positive quality of misaken. But other than korei b'chamaso uve'evlo v'almeso, it always is going to have to be some positive kriya in order to make it, some constructive kriya. There has to be a kriya amenas litfor in order to be an issa d'oraisa. Now, what happens if you have a korea shelo almanas litfar? You have a korea that's not for any constructive purpose. What is it going to become? Destructive. What is the halachic status of a destructive? Your pater aval? Aser. It will be aser derabbanan. That's correct. So if you have korea shelo almanas litfar, it's going to be not aser deraisa, but it will still be aser midrabbanan. Now, this point that I'm making right now is obvious, but it's fundamentally important, as you'll see in a minute. Let's jump all the way, let's skip all the Rishonim, and let's jump all the way to the Shulchan Aruch. I'm going to show you two or three Shulchan Aruchs that talk about ripping, and Korea, which is an Issa D'oraisa, if it's Amanas Litvar, which is for an Issa D'rabbanan, if it's Shalom Amanas Litvar. But I'm going to show you that when it comes to strings, for some reason, it's going to be even less than Asa D'Rabbanan, as I'll show you right now. Comes the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yudalid Sif Tes. We're going to do two or three things from Shin Yudalid, out of order. Says the Shulchan Aruch in source number 4, Mutu lehafkia v'lachtoch kishrei hashvud shekoshrim betle o ba'of hatzluyim. I don't know exactly what they're referring to, but we're talking about a barbecue. We're talking about a rotisserie. And you take the animal, a whole animal, let's say, you stick a skewer through it, and I assume they wanted to tie the animal together, they wanted to tie all the organs to this, they stay on, they don't fall over the place, but there are strings that are wrapped around it. Exactly. When you buy a roast, certain roasts and certain white meat is really just chunks of white turkey, right? They tie it together in a net. That's exactly this. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? You're allowed to cut it. Lahafkia also means to. What is it, lahafkia chazan? Precisely.
To take it out.
But it says clearly you could cut this string. Why? We're not going to see why yet till for another few minutes. We'll see why. The Mishnah Berurah explains. Do you remember? No, we're not going to say it's a klipa, because a klipa, you can't get to what's underneath the peel until you peel off the peel. So you have to peel off the peel together with the acids underneath. Here, even if the netting would still be on, I don't think we're talking about a netting like a mesh netting. We're talking about a few ropes around it to hold it together. You could still access what's underneath. What? Yeah, like a roast. You could still get meat out even if you wouldn't remove it. But you're going to be right in a minute. But hold that idea about a klipa. Does anybody remember dates in the round, not dates, figs? In a cake, that's the word. Figs in a cake, round. So in the olden days, they used to thread them with a piece of string inside. And that's the easiest way. You take a string, and you with a needle, and you put another date, have a long string, and then just put the string in a circle, head to head, and you have a cake of dates, a cake of figs. So are you allowed to cut that string? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Well, based on what we just said, that you're allowed to cut the string that surrounds the barbecue, so to Hu Adin, says the Mishnah Berurah, Peros, Shekoshrim, Shekshurim, I'm sorry, they're either tied, O Tfurim Yachad, Bechut, Mutu Lahatir, Olachto Chachot. You're allowed to untie the knot, which is not our sigya tonight, or you're allowed to cut that string, So again, we see the Shulchan Aruch says you can cut this string. We didn't see why yet, but we see clearly the Shulchan Aruch already says that you're allowed to cut the string for the barbecue. The Mishnah Berurah extends it to fruits that are on a string, you could cut the string. Now, let's take it a step further. Why is this mutter? Comes the Magen Avraham, which is actually the source of what we just read. We just read the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is based on the following Magen Avraham, who tells us a little bit more, still not a full story, but the Magen Avraham in source number 5 says the following. When you have something, if something is attached to the ground, you can't cut it, right? We have a tomato plant growing in my kitchen, right above the sink. We have a tomato plant. And last Friday night, I said, wow, look, the tomatoes are ripe. And like, I didn't, but I was just thinking about like, oh, if you just pluck off a tomato and use it for, you know, Shabbos meal, that would be an iser of kotzer. Now, is it d'oraisa or not? I don't remember because it might be, it's disattached from the ground. Is Elker Dabi Gedul, even if it's Atzishen or Nakav, even still d'oraisa?
Yes.
Yeah? I don't remember. Okay. Whatever it is.
Don't take my word.
Fine. But either way, says the Magen Avraham, but something that is disattached, can I ask you a question? You have romaine lettuce leaves. Are you allowed to shred them? Not shred them with a shredder, but like rip them apart into your salad?
You can buy tomatoes on a vine.
Right, very good. Oh, great, excellent. You buy tomatoes on a vine in the store. 3 tomatoes on a little vine, you take the vine home, it's in your fridge. Are you allowed to pull that off? So says the Magen Avraham, dipsikas, pulling off, disattaching, talush, something that's already talush, eno aser, except if, look at source number 5, ela misakno lemida, it's only going to be aser if you're going to disattach it, if you are trying to get to a certain specific dimension or size. No, it's not the measuring that's aser midrabanan. It's an issur d'oraisa called, if you cut something to a certain size, that's an issur d'oraisa mechatech. Measuring is an issur d'rabbanan. Cutting something to a specific size is an issur d'oraisa called mechatech. With like toilet paper, exactly. Toilet paper that you want to cut to a certain, on the perforation, that could be an issur d'oraisa mechatech. Or he says the Magen Avraham, if you're going to disattach something that's attached to make a kli, that will also be an issur d'oraisa. Does anyone know where it is or what the case is that you break something off and thereby making it into a kli and that could be an issur d'oraisa? A very easy situation that could really happen easily. Yeah, I'm talking about something that's natural. You're right. If you break something off, I'm talking about...
Watermelon. You take the watermelon, you want to make balls of watermelon and leave it in the shell.
If you want to, that's actually, probably Mikra Hadin, it might be mutter. To make a watermelon basket, might be mutter. Actually,
Bottle caps,
but that's synthetic. I want something in the natural form that if you cut it off, but by cutting it off, you make it into a kli, that could be an issur d'oraisa.
Coconut?
You're saying you cut open a coconut in a way that makes
now
a... Now it could be a bowl. Interesting to think of that. I'll tell you what I'm thinking of, which I think is what the Magen Avraham is thinking of. If you chip off a splinter from a piece of wood, you just made a toothpick. If I'm not mistaken, that's issur d'oraisa. Right? If I cut a tomato, a piece of lettuce, it's mutar l'chatchila. I cut a splinter off a piece of wood, that's an issur d'oraisa. Why? Because I just was misakin kli. I was just makeh b'patish, I just made a kli. I made a toothpick. So that's what Magen Avraham means. Once something is disattached from the ground, you could break it, you could cut it. As long as you're not doing it to a specific dimension, a size, or nor is it lasos kli, as I just described. Now look what he says. V'heter gomer hu lachtoch hatolosh. As long as you're not making a kli. But it's heter gomer to cut something that's already disattached from the ground. Once something is disattached from the ground, there's no kotzer issues. Cutting things are not usser. Wait a second. But Korea is... Isn't Korea a problem? Why is cutting things not Korea? What? Is there a special heter by food? Well, he's actually not talking about food here. Here, this Magen Avraham is actually talking about strings. So he's not really talking about food. You're right. Maybe there's a special heter you could slice tomatoes. I'm not allowed to slice toilet paper, but I'm allowed to slice tomatoes.
The string is what you're using to fix a hole. You're not fixing the string.
But you're ripping. Korea. I want to do Korea.
Korea when I was lived for, right? So you have a hole, you use string to fill the hole up. If you cut string, you're not going to fill a hole in the string. So you never...
Okay, I don't know. I don't really understand what you're saying, but you might be mechayim to what we're going to see in a minute. The Be'er Halacha. Okay, let's see another case. Let's go weiter, another case. We didn't get to the reason why it should be mutter to cut strings, but we'll get there soon. Comes the Shulchan Aruch, and the next Shulchan Aruch is one of the most important se'ifim in the Shulchan Aruch in the sugya of opening packages. Every package that you have, I could argue it should be usser. Why is potato chips? What are you doing when you're opening the top? You're ungluing. The top of the wise potato chips is glued together. What do you do when you open it? You're ungluing something that's glued together. That's called korea. Yep. Korea is when you have two papers that are glued together that you unglue, that you rip apart. That's korea. You open up a chocolate bar that's surrounded with that aluminum foil wrap that's not the one that you just fold and unfold, but it's sealed in an aluminum foil wrapper. Or you have a bag of Cheerios inside the box. You open that bag of Cheerios, or you rip that bag of Cheerios, you're Korea. So why is it mutter to open packages of food? Why is it that we say, oh, for food you can open the package? You have to open up a new bottle, you don't have any more plastic cups.
I'm not going to say klipa.
The idea of a klipa is going to be sort of based on what we're about to see. No, it might not be a klipa. Maybe, it could be klipa. I don't remember the lumens of klipa, but let's look at a very famous word, which is choslos. The first word of source number 6. Choslos. Choslos were the ancient disposable wrappers. What they did is, they took palm leaves. Imagine you have a bunch of palm leaves, and you use them to wrap, maybe they intertwined them, you use them to wrap the figs, the dates that weren't ripe yet. What happens when you have a fruit that you want to ripen quickly? You put it in a paper bag, right? Story, a funny story, Rav Schechter told this to me, that he got, Rav Schechter is of the opinion that green esrog, Hasidim love green esrogim, right? Rav Schechter holds that they're puzzle maker hadin. So it's because, again, this is a total tangent, because the Zohar says that esrogim that are yorok are beautiful. But Rabbi Schechter points out, I think it's actually the Aruch Laner points out, the Bikurei Yaakov is the Aruch Laner, I think, on Sukkah. Bikurei Yaakov? Bikurei Yaakov, I think, is the Aruch Laner on Sukkah. The Aruch Laner points out, how do you say green in Hebrew?
Yellow.
Not in Lishnah de Gemara, not in the Lashon of the Tanaim. Yoro Kikarti. Yoro Kikarti. In the Lashon of the Mishnah, and the Zohar, Yorok Kikarti is green. Yorok by itself is yellow. So the Hasidim see the Zohar says, Yorok, a green esrog, is beautiful. That's modern Hebrew Yorok. But the Mishnah, Yorok Kikarti is green. Yorok by itself is yellow. Therefore, the Aruch Laner says, green is taka pasul. Only yellow is beautiful. Green is pasul. So that's why Shechta doesn't... Okay, so what happened? Hold on, let me just finish the story. If it's not fully green, it's fine. Because Kikarti is telling you a quality. It's as green as leek. If it's that green, that's problematic. Okay. So what happened? Rav Schechter once got some esrogim. And somebody bought him esrogim or something, and they were greenish. And Rav Schechter, like I just told you, doesn't like green esrogim. He thinks green is negative, not positive. So what did he do? They said, the mocher, somebody told him, oh, just put them in a paper bag. So he put the esrogim in paper bag a few days before Sukkot, and Erev Sukkot he opens up his esrog, and guess what? They're mush.
They're yellow, but yellow mush.
So that's exactly what we have here. Look over here. You have choslos shel tamar v'grogos. You have unripened figs, unripened dates. How do you ripen them? You put them in a paper bag. What was the equivalent of a paper bag in the time of Chazal? Choslos. A wrapper made out of the palm leaves. And it's wrapping the figs or the dates. The Gemara says, and here the Shulchan Aruch paskins, im hakisui, this covering is kosher b'chevel. There's a string around them that holds these branches in place. Matir, you could untie the knot, or v'soser, you could destroy sharshuras hachevel, the links of the string. Not sure what that means. V'chotech afil b'sakin, you could even cut it with a knife. What do you see here? You see that when you have, I'm going to use a very important word, a wrapping material, you could destroy the external wrapping material to access the food inside of it.
It's only the food directly inside the wrapping material. The wrapping material is wrapping something that's already wrapped.
You're saying if it's two wrappings on the outside? I don't know if that should be more problematic. Let's say, for example, you have... What's double wrapped?
You have a box and cereal, and then you have...
Yeah, I don't know if it should make a difference. Let's say the choslos had two layers. You wouldn't be able to cut both layers to destroy it? I don't know if that would make a difference. So this sugya called choslos is the heter why we are able to unwrap wrapper, why we're able to destroy things to access the food inside. And that's the heter to cut wrappers and cut plastic bags to get the plastic cups from inside of it, and cut the plastic bags to get the forks and so that, you know, the plastic forks and the plastic spoons and the snacks that are inside. Cutting, opening all those wrappers and wrapping bags are all from this word choslos. Fine. Now, in the context of this, I want to ask you a question. We said before, and here we're going to get to sort of the punchline of the Be'er Halacha that we're going to see in a minute on the top of this next page. We said before that Korea Amunas Litvar is constructive. If it's constructive, that's Asumida Raisa. What if it's Korea Shelo Amunas Litvar? That should be. If it's not constructive, it's not Misakin, it should be. Patev Al Asur, it should still be Asad Rabbanan. Now, let's... The Be'er Halacha, Chafetz Chaim, in his commentary on that Shulchan Aruch that we just learned about, the fact that you could cut these strings that are around the Choslos, talks about why you're allowed to cut this string. Watch what he says. Please go to source number 7. The Be'er Halacha on source number 7 asks a very simple question. He says, when you have this string around the Choslos, do you want to be tofer anything? When you're cutting this string to disassemble this wrapper and get to the fruit inside, is there any goal afterwards to sew something up?
No,
you're not going to reuse the string. You're not cutting it so that you could reuse the string. Remember, you cut something so you could get a better stitching. But you're not cutting this so that you could do anything with this, do any tefillah with it afterwards. So it should be not, instead of being asa daraisa, since this is Korea, if it would be Korea Manas Litvar, it would be asa daraisa. If it's not Korea Manas Litvar, it should be asa darabanan. So why did we see already two times in the Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to cut string? You'll tell me that it's not al Manas Litvar? So it should still be asa darabanan. Again, if it's Korea, I'm going to rip something so that I could sew it up afterwards, so I could glue it up afterwards. That is constructive, the kriya itself is considered constructive, then I understand it's asa daraisa. But if you lack the constructive aspect, it's kriya shalom and asa litvar, not so that I could do something productive afterwards, so it should at least be asa darabanan. Why are you telling me that it's mutal l'chatchila to cut strings? Which is what the Shulchan Aruch already told us in two separate places. Look at what the Magen Avraham, what the Be'er Halacha says. Look, we'll see his question, what I just asked, in source number 7, and you'll see his answer. Ve'ein shayach, he's wondering, how come? Lesser machmas korea gufa. Why isn't there a problem of korea to cut this string? Do asr midrabban, afil shalom and aslit for. Even if you're not going to be sewing up this string afterwards, you're just trying to destroy something and open something up and cut the string and let it go. Why should that be mutter? Shouldn't it still be asr midrabbanan? Look what I underlined, and this is the key point of today's shir. This, what I'm underlining right now, is the main point of today's shir in source number 7. Says the Be'er Halacha, listen carefully to my words. If you have Korea Amanas Litfor, that's Daraisa. Korea Shalom Amanas Litfor is only Asr Midrabanan. But if you have Korea that, you can't even sew it up if you wanted to, that's not even going to be Asr Midrabanan.
There's no reason for them to say that.
Right. We have a something, let's say I have a sticker on a piece of paper. I rip it off. That's Korea. If I rip it off so that I could stick it somewhere else, that's Korea, Amanas Litfor. If I rip it off not to do somewhere else, it's Korea, that I could do somewhere else, but I'm not doing it for some other purpose, some constructive purpose. So it's only a destructive purpose, it'll be Asr Midrabanan. But if I detach something, if I do a Kriya that can't be physically sewn, reattached by sewing, then it's not even subject to the Isser D'Rabbanan of Korea Shalom and Aslet Far. Something that you could reattach by sewing. Mm-hmm. When you have a string, you cut it. How do you reattach it? By sewing?
Tying.
That's a different malacha. That's not the opposite of Korea. And therefore, since it's not Amanas Litfor, even if you do cut a string, sometimes you cut a string right in the factory. You ever have strings that you tie around boxes or something?
Twine.
When you twine and you don't want to throw it out, what do? You cut it neatly. Afterwards, you want to put them together. You knot it. Knotting is not tofer. What's knotting? Kosher. And you need Korea is only a problem if it's Amanas. Litfor, to sew. Okay, hold on for that. Therefore, look what the Be'er Halacha says, what I underline. De'ein shayach shem zeh, this name of Korea, ela bikriyas habeged, only when you rip something like a garment, de'shayach bel Korea amanas litfor. When do we see that there's an Isser of Korea? If you rip a garment, a fabric, with shayach that you could fix it with sewing, like where did we have that? In the Mishkan. Yeah. You ripped there was a little hole from the worm or the moth in the curtains. You rip it a little bit more so that you could sew it up. Guess what? So then if you would do a rip, shelo amanas litfor, it would be asr d'rabbanan. But if you have a string, which is not shayach to sew up, even if you wanted to sew, you can't sew a string. If you want to attach two parts of a string together, you can't sew them. You can't sew them together, too thin to sew. If it's shalom and aslitvar, lahachi gozra banan afil b'shalom and aslitvar. If you had a fabric that you ripped apart, so if you rip it apart, even not for any productive purposes, just because you wanted to rip it, then it would be an isur drabanan of a korea shalom and aslitvar. Mashenkin bazeh, mashenkin by a string, where even if you wanted to reattach it, you can't reattach it by sewing. It would be by tying, maybe, but it wouldn't be korea amanas litfor. Therefore, Chachamim never made a gzera on that at all.
You're preventing another
derisa. Right, because it can't be sewn together. So what the Be'er Halacha is telling us is a brilliant, brilliant chiddush, a brilliant svara. There are three cases of korea in the world. One will be asa derisa, one will be asa derabanan, and one will be mutter entirely. If it's korea amanas litfor, it's asa derisa. If it's korea shalom amanas litfor, but it's possible to be toferit. So since it's possible to reattach it, to sew it together, you have a garment that ripped. If I would take something and rip it apart, if it could be reattached, so then Chacham have to say, if you would do it in a productive way, it would be also deraisa. We're going to tell you not to do it even in a destructive way, so you don't come to do an isur deraisa. But if something physically can't ever, once you cut it, can't be reattached by sewing, amanas litfor. I know you could reattach strings, but that's kosher, not tofer. And the only time that you violate the only malacha of korea is if it's amanas litfor. If it's korea amanas to do something else, that's just not korea. That's not the korea that the Torah ever prohibited.
To be very similar to what
It has to be able to be similar to what happened in the Mishkan, right? And therefore, for this reason, we just found the reason why you're allowed to cut string. The reason is because, oh, is it Korea? But it's Korea of something that can't be reattached. Reattached by sewing it together. You can't take a string and sew it to another string. You could tie it to another string. You can't sew one string to another string to make a long string together. With that in mind, and by the way, do we paskin like this? Yes, this is the Be'er Halacha's explanation of two see from the Shulchan Aruch that says that you're allowed to tear string. The Prima Gadim, look what I underlined in the Prima Gadim in source number 8, in Aruch Chaim, Shin Yud Zayin. V'chein korea chut, achas, d'shtem, what's a chut? A string, you tear it into two. Hete gamaru, it's mutil l'chadchil to tear strings on Shabbos. It's mutil l'chadchil to tear strings on Shabbos. And with that in mind, let's go through some of the nafkaminas that I put together. Roasts, turkeys, smoked salamis, all that we were talking about before, you could rip those. What if it's just for food? No, even if it's not for food, it's mutil l'chadchil. Next, you have the bakery box, or sometimes you get the hand shmura matzah with the string around. You remember you used to go to the bakery, now everything's in plastic containers. But in the olden days, not so olden, you would go to the bakery, and Natal, you don't even know what I'm talking about. You go to the bakery, they put it in a box, they take bakery string, the red and white bakery string, right?
Yeah.
And they usually tied it in a way that you could untie it very well. They were good at that. Mm-hmm. At least in Brooklyn, where I come from. And MVJ, they were good at that. You want to rip it apart? Rip it apart. Mutal l'chadchil, you could rip it apart. Now let's take this a step further. There's another halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, is it in the Gemara also? I don't know, it's at least in the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe it's just the Shulchan Aruch, maybe the Gemara doesn't have this case. When you have two items together, which I spoke about on Mencha Meir's one of the days this week, when you have two items together, you go to the store to buy a pair of slippers, you buy a pair of gloves. Oftentimes there's a string so that you don't lose the right from the left. To make it a pair. So there's a shaila if, are you making it usable now? Is that like makah b'patish?
No.
Until now, they're tied together, you can't really use them. But now you're making them usable. Is that sort of like makah b'patish?
They were usable before they were attached.
Very good. So you're saying a strong svar shalom. And poskim do say that. They were usable before they were attached, but the dodo head in the factory attached, they were perfectly fine. You made it unfine. You messed it up, but they were fine. That's a good svara. Some say that it's better to avoid it l'chadchila. But me'ikra hadin, if it's not l'chadchila, if it's cold and you only have gloves that are attached, if you need your slippers and you only have your slippers that are, you bought them Friday for Shabbos, you forgot to rip them apart, it's going to be mutter to rip that string.
It's surprising because you can actually wear them while they're attached.
Not if you, it's not, that's not normal.
Gloves.
Yeah, you don't have to, you don't have to do that. Obviously, this is a totally separate halacha, but you could, of course, even use a scissor to cut it. Why could you use a scissor? Because scissors, the klishim lachta l'isser, and you're using a klishim lachta l'isser for a permitted hetzer, for a permitted use, which is called l'tzarech gufo. Klishim lachta l'tzarech gufo. So you could even use a scissor if you needed. If you can't, if it's too hard to just pull apart, or you're scared you're going to rip the fabric, you can use a scissor on Shabbos.
Is the knife better?
Would a knife be better? If a knife is readily accessible, yes. If a knife is not readily accessible, or a knife might risk tearing the fabric, I once tried, it wasn't Shabbos, it was on a Friday. I once was trying to take off a label from a suit. And I did it with, I was rushing, it was right before, you know, it's Mincha, right? Before, you're always late for Mincha on Friday afternoons. And I got a new suit and I had to take off the label from the suit on the sleeves. And I used a knife instead of a scissors and I made a little nick that unfortunately, my brand new suit had I didn't like wreck the whole thing, but it was a little nick that was a shame. Because I was, so if you're going to ruin the suit, you don't have to. But if you have a knife or a scissors equally accessible, so the halacha in Hilchos Muktzah is, even though Medina, you're allowed to use the scissors, but that's only if you need to. But if you don't need to, because there's a knife there, which will do an equally good job, so use the knife, and don't use the klisha melach
to l'isser. When they used to make shirts, I think they used to tie the collar together.
Yes, the Shulchan Aruch talks about that. The Shulchan Aruch talks about that. The Gemara talks about that, about cutting the beis hatzavra, the collar.
Yeah.
But that's a problem, because that's making the kli for the first time. They made the shirt that way. Once you cut it, that made the shirt wearable. That could be a problem of not Korea, but makir b'patish, because you're making an unusable shirt into a usable shirt. Correct.
They have like pleated tails on jackets.
Is a packet is a bag on its own?
1 second. If you have a tail to your jacket. Okay, so it comes sewn together. So as far as cutting the string, that's mutar l'chatchila. But once you do that, you make it, this jacket, readily wearable.
It's wearable.
That might be makir b'patish.
It's wearable before.
Yeah, so that's a shaila in hilchas makir b'patish. If something is totally wearable, but it's just not as fashionable because it's a little, you look a little funny. It looks a little weird, right? But we see it all the time. It just looks a little weird. A little bit of a little schlumpy, but it's not. Is that considered a makir b'patish or not? I don't know. So that's a good question. I don't know. But that's a shaila for hilchos makir b'patish. As far as cutting the string itself, there's nothing wrong with cutting the string. It's the problem of when you cut the string that causes a... You remember the monk in Avram that we said? He says nothing wrong with cutting as long as you don't make a kli thereby.
So the tags on the shirt...
Oh, let's talk about that right now. Let's jump down to what I have on the bottom of page 2. If you have a tag that has a price label... that has a brand name label. So cutting that off is a string, right? A plastic, it's either thread or it's a plastic thing. Plastic, what do you call it? Sean, is there a word for that? Plastic?
It's a original word for it, but it's not a what's
right
now.
Rivet.
Rivet? If it's a big rivet, it's a long rivet. Okay. So that, you're allowed to cut that. L'chatchila. What could we argue? We could argue that maybe it's makir b'patish. Because you're making the shirt wearable. Shalom, how are you going to get out of that?
Before they put it on.
Right, before they put the label on, it was a perfectly good shirt.
Yeah.
Then they messed it up. The very last step in the factory is doing what? Making it messed up. So it wasn't already a good shirt. So it's probably not going to be a problem with makir b'patish.
Once they put the buttons on afterwards.
Okay. I thought of another thing. You could see at the end of the line, it says, Uri, that's me, because something that I thought of. If you have tzitzit strings that are too long, are you allowed to cut them? If you just want to cut them randomly, they're too long, just cut them, that's okay. But if you want to cut them to a certain size, to a certain length, to match the other ones, that might be to a midah, that might be problematic, not because of korea, because it's a string, no problem korea. It's not makir b'patish, you're not creating anything. But there's a different malacha d'oraisa, a third malacha d'oraisa that we maybe have to be concerned with, a mechatech. That's why I have to make that note here. Unless to size, which is mechatech. Thank you, I didn't have that note. Okay. Obviously, if you have a button that's a little bit loose and you want to cut the string off the button, that would be more problematic. Or cut the string that's coming out of the button, that could be more problematic. Let's talk about shoelaces. If you have a shoelace that's too, your shoelace is your shoelace rips, you want to put in another shoelace. So you take a boot, the boot shoelace is too long. Are you allowed to cut it? There's no problem with cutting the string, but if you're going to be cutting it to size, to fit this size, that would be a different problem with chatech. Finally, we're going to finish the shiur right now, and let's talk about dental floss.
You want a certain size.
So it depends on how you cut the dental floss. There are two shilas with cutting dental floss. I'll tell you, let's start with one. Before you use your dental floss, how long a piece do you need? If you look on the back of the container, the dental floss box, it says instructions for use. Pull the floss out of the receptacle. Give yourself 9 to 12 inches. Rip it off and floss your teeth, right? So when you cut the dental floss, naturally, you usually always cut it to the right size. That should be a problem. Not of korea, because it's a string, but a mechatech. However, let's say you just say, it's Shabbos, I don't want to cut it to size. I'm just going to randomly pull much more than I need without any cheshbon, that's no mechatech. That should be totally mutar l'chatchila. Alternatively, because it's not to size. Alternatively, listen to this. What happens, and this is something that I do on Shabbos. You leave it attached to the box, and you pull the string out, and you floss your teeth, and then now, do you care? You could leave it there, but that's a little gross.
So
that's okay. But could you You know what? Now when you're ripping off this string, you don't care anymore. You don't care anymore what size it is because you already used it.
Right.
I think that should be mutter l'chatchila.
Why isn't that like making a splint, making a toothpick? You're making it into a tool.
Good question. I think it's totally, he's asking, Mr. David is asking that if you snip off, if you snap off a splinter from a piece of wood, that's maka b'pater. So he's asking. Yeah, so they're arguing here that it's totally usable beforehand. It's already, it's dental floss when you buy it. When you have a piece of wood, you don't have toothpicks. You have a piece of wood. Here you have dental floss. It's just a long string of dental floss. It's a lot of it. If you weren't wasteful, if you were very wealthy and you didn't care, you would just take the dental floss and throw the whole thing out afterwards. You don't have to cut anything. The reason why they allow us to cut it off is because it's more economical that way. But the dental floss is equally available and usable before you cut it. So halach l'maaseh, Rabosai, you want to use dental floss on Shabbos? I think it should be mutar l'chatchila as long as beforehand you don't worry about the size, and afterwards, I don't think you have to be worried about it. I think you can cut the dental floss l'chatchila. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we came out with a good kula tonight. I wish you all a wonderful.